It's still dry all over. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's definitely having one of its driest years ever. The National Drought Mitigation Center reports the entire state is experiencing moderate to severe drought. UT's Chuck Denny has more.
For most of us, drought means an ugly brown lawn. In agriculture, the stakes are much higher. Sullivan County beef producer Mike Cox is already having to feed cattle hay that he normally gives them in winter. They're supposed to be eating grass now, but there's not much of it growing.
We have got about a third of a crop of hay. We've got ponds going dry. We're looking for avenues to buy hay, and we're finding dead ends.
Just about anywhere you go in Tennessee, you'll find a rainfall deficit for 2007, with much of the state anywhere from 10 to 15 inches below normal in rainfall. Dr. Joanne Logan is a climatologist with the UT Agricultural Experiment Station.
Yeah, we've actually had problems with rainfall since last summer. And then the heat, combined with the heat, we've had record-breaking temperatures the last few weeks, too. It's been extremely hot, way, 10 degrees above normal.
Crops and lawns aren't the only things hurting from a lack of moisture. Beth Babbitt is a gardening expert with UT Extension. She says plants need about an inch of water a week. And don't forget those taller plants.
I would concentrate on watering big things like trees. With the cold snap that we had this spring, a lot of trees are going to be suffering and need a little bit extra water this summer.
But the encouraging word is that extra water may still be on the way in the form of old-fashioned rainfall. UT's Dr. Logan says the long-range forecast is for a return to normal. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Well, Tennessee farmers are still hopeful for a few more of those showers to help improve yields a little before harvest, and livestock farmers are definitely needing more moisture for pasture growth. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.